Say, it's time for...
All sweet.
Did you hear what the lady said?
I said, all sweet. All sweet is the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Yes, friends, that's what all the ladies are saying. All sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor. Swift, all sweet margarine invites you to meet the meat. Well, breakfast is just over in the little white house with the green shutters. Agatha, Mortimer, and Uncle Louie sit back contentedly. But Peggy contemplates the empty dishes on the table with unhappy eyes.
Dishes, dishes, and more dishes. Oh, how I dread the thought of doing them.
Now, don't you worry, Niecy. I ain't going to let you wash them all by yourself. I'm going to give you a hand.
Oh, Uncle Louie, you will?
Yeah, I'll get Morty to help you.
Oh.
Now, wait a minute.
Oh,
now,
Mortimer, Peggy, Louie. Now, never mind the dishes. We've got a much more important problem on our hands this morning.
Yes, we've got a much more important problem. We have, Agatha?
What?
Well, my club has decided to hold a charity bazaar next week.
A bazaar? Oh, boy. Hey, Aggie, I'll run the hamburger and hot dog stand for him.
It's to raise money.
Then Uncle Louie's out. But Jill and I'll sell kisses for a dollar. I'll let Jill handle the money, and I'll do all the work.
Yeah, and I'll probably wind up doing dishes anyway. Well, where is the Civic Center Women's Club holding this bazaar, dear?
Well, I was coming to that, dear. You see, they couldn't think of a suitable place, so I volunteered to find one.
Single-handed? Hey, that's quite a... Ooh, I hate the sound of that word. Job.
I know, Louie. But if I want them to elect me their next president, I've got to show them that I can handle important matters like this all by myself.
That's the old fight, Mother.
It certainly is commendable, dear.
Of course, I won't be able to handle it all by myself unless you help me, Mortimer.
Yeah, how is that again, dear? All by yourself?
And... Unless you help me. Mm. And you will, won't you? Now, it has to be a large, empty, clean, cheerful, well-ventilated one-room building.
Yeah, well, I can think of one or two such places that I could check on. Hey, maybe we'd get the high school gym, Maggie.
Or Flanagan's roller skating palace. I'll pick up Jill and we'll go right down and find out. Anybody know where my roller skates are?
Never mind, Peggy. Your father will telephone Flanagan's as well as the other places.
Yes, but how much is your club willing to pay?
Oh, money is no object, Mortimer. Just as long as we get it for practically nothing.
And speaking of getting something for practically nothing, today when most of the talk is about the high cost of heating, All Sweet margarine can be a real boon to your budget. Yes, All Sweet is an economical table spread that's so delicious, so delicately naturally flavored, even your most particular dinner guest will enthuse. And what's more, All Sweet's a miracle worker in the kitchen, too. Cakes and cookies are super good when made with All Sweet. And leftovers? Well, they take a new lease on life if dressed up with a creamy, rich All Sweet sauce. Why not try using All Sweet for just 1 month? Now, during that month, park not the pennies, but the dimes and quarters you save with All Sweet in a box. Then, at the end of the month, open the box. And there, just what you'll need to help out on that new fall hat. Yes, All Sweet is not only delicious eating, it's mighty thrifty eating, too. Use it just once, and you'll see why All Sweet is preferred by homemakers from coast to coast. Get All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Oh, you say your roller skating palace is... I see, Mr. Flanagan. Goodbye. Well, that's that. The palace is out. The high school gym's locked for the summer. All the other places are in use. And I've failed, Agatha. One of Peggy's boyfriends, most likely. Well, I'll just kid him along a little. The Mortimer Meek residence. Mortimer Meek, grand, exalted, potentate, and proprietor speaking.
Meek, you're not even a vice president.
Yes, Mr. Barker.
Right, Meek. Wake up. I've got a job for you.
Yes, boss, you've got a job for me.
Now, pay close attention to what I say.
Pay close attention.
Stop jabbering and listen to me.
Stop jabbering and listen to me.
Shut up. Meek, I sent 8 trucks and a crew of men down to the freight yards. They're getting loaded right now.
The men?
The trucks, you blockhead.
Oh.
I sent them down with that ship with the surplus army equipment I purchased. It arrived this morning.
Well, fine. You must be very pleased.
Pleased? Because I'm stuck 2 days in the season with a bunch of tents, rubber boats, canvas cots, sun helmets, and similar junk. I can't find a buyer now for it anywhere.
Oh, that's too bad.
Zeke, I've got to have a temporary warehouse for the stuff right away. There's an empty building on Main Street called Smedley Hall. Locate the owner, George...
Hall?
No, Rose Smedley.
You.
When you find him, tell Hall, Smedley, that we need his hall. Offer him any price within reason. But get it.
Well.
Good. That's the spirit. But a word of warning. Smedley is tough. You'll have to stand up to him. Face him like a man.
Well, boss, I'll try, but I'm not much of an actor.
Look him right in the eye.
Right in the eye.
And don't take no for an answer.
Taking no for an answer.
Well, what are you waiting for?
Just the final blow. Maybe nothing, Mr. Barker.
All right, get going. The end of the line is in. Signed, impatiently yours, Barker.
Oh, fine. Agatha wants a hall, and now Mr. Barker wants one, too. He beard the lion in his den. Yeah, but what'll I say to him? Maybe I'd better practice a little. Yes, that's it. I'll practice. Now, just a minute, Mr. Smedley. Now, you see here, Smedley. Look, Smedley, no back talk. That's more like it. Now, look, Smedley. You know the motto of Barker and Company. Big business, quick decision. Well, it's up to you to decide. Yes, we need Smedley Hall right away, and I refuse to take no for an answer. Now that that's settled, how much do you want?
What?
Why, that's ridiculous. Huh? Oh, you let us have it for nothing. Well, that's better. Goodbye, Smedley. Signed, firstly yours, Meek.
Oh, Daddy, you were wonderful.
What do you want, you little rat? Oh, my gracious, it's you, Katie. I guess I got carried away by the sound of my own voice.
But, Daddy, you were terrific. Well. And safe. And you got the hall, too.
No, but, Peggy, I was just...
Oh, yes, I know you were just talking to him on the phone, but you completely dominated Mr. Smedley. Oh, you were so masterful.
Yeah, I was.
And you sounded so fierce. Why, for a minute, I thought you were Sidney Greenstreet.
Yeah, well, I am getting a little bald.
Golly, I'll bet you could tame wild animals if you wanted to.
Wild animals? Oh, my gracious, I almost forgot. I've got to go and beard a lion right away. I sure hope he's been fed and shaved today.
Oh, Mother, you should have heard Daddy. Hmm? He was so forceful, so dynamic, so domineering. Why, he was actually tough.
Peggy, dear, are you sure you're talking about your father?
Of course. And, Mother, he got a place for your club's bazaar.
Oh?
Mr. Smedley was very stubborn, but Daddy was so tough that he had to let him have it.
It? What?
Smedley Hall.
Smedley Hall. Oh, Peggy, I'd forgotten about that. It's the perfect spot. Oh, I just hope the rent is reasonable.
Oh, it is, thanks to Daddy. He was so...
Tough?
Yes, so tough that he got it for nothing.
For nothing? Why, we could easily afford to pay twice that much. Well, I'd better call all the girls right away so we can go down and start moving in the tables and the booths. They want to have everything set up by 5 this afternoon.
By 5, Mother?
Yes, dear. And when my club decides to finish something by 5, they'll finish it by 5 if it takes all night.
Baldwin Blivis and Son. Henry King Insurance. Well, maybe Mr. Smedley's office is down at the other end of the hallway.
Reggie!
Oh, I beg your pardon?
Oh, Dr. Furnish. Well, I'm sorry I ran into you like that.
Not at all, not at all. It was delightful.
Delightful?
Yes, I got quite a bang out of it.
Hey,
Meek, what brings you here?
Well, I'm looking for Mr. Smedley's office. Maybe you can help me, Doctor.
Perhaps I can. Smedley, Smedley.
Smedley.
Smedley. Name sounds familiar. Let me see. A, Australia. B,
Association of Ideas.
Correct. B, Baseball. Baseball. Mr. and Mrs. George Smedley?
Uh-huh.
Remember them perfectly.
Well, what has baseball got to do with it?
He's a foul ball and she's an old bat.
You
makes
won't.
Life miserable for him. Oh, my gracious.
Well, what is it, Doctor?
I just remembered something. A party he threw once. I didn't like it.
Why not?
The party's name was Dr. Furnish. Yes, Mr. Smedley once threw me right out of his office.
My gracious. Mr. Barker told me that he was tough, but I never dreamt that he was violent.
Still, one can't blame him too much, I suppose. Poor fellow, he was the victim of a tragic love affair in his youth.
Oh, she married somebody else?
No, she married him.
Well, here we are anyway. Yes, that's it. George Smedley Enterprises, come in.
No, thank you, Meek. Nice of you to ask, but I'd rather play patty cake with an anthropoid.
Yeah, so would I, Dr. Furnish, but I have to go in and see him. Mr. Barker's orders.
Oh, come, Meek, don't tremble. Mm. Go in there. Show him what you're made of.
Why bother? He'll probably take me apart and find out. Well, here goes.
Well,
Are you?
Yeah, I'm Smedley. What do you want?
Well, it's about Smedley Hall.
So what about Smedley Hall?
Well, I was wondering...
No, you can't use the place for anything.
But, Mr. Smedley...
The issue's closed. Goodbye.
But, Mr.
Listen, Smedley... I'm a busy man. I got to get hold of some camp equipment for a boys' camp I'm starting. I said goodbye.
Now, you see here, Smedley... I refuse to take no for an answer.
Oh, is that so? Well, how would you like to have me fix you up with some nice compound fractures?
Oh, well, and on second thought, I believe I will take no for an answer. Goodbye, Mr. Smedley.
And don't come back!
Oh, gracious, that was close.
Ah, yes, but it was a noble try, Meek. Perhaps not magnificent, but truly mediocre.
How would you know?
Oh, I couldn't help overhearing. Everyone in the building must have heard.
Oh.
Which reminds me...
Of what?
Of the man who had his ear to the door of a two-faced woman.
Huh?
She opened it unexpectedly, and there they stood face to face to face.
Oh, please, Dr. Fermi, this is no time for your bum jokes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, what am I going to tell, Mr. Barker? I feel just like an ear of corn.
How do you mean?
I'm either in for a good roasting or I'll get canned.
Barker, it's me, Peggy.
Oh, well, where's your father?
He isn't here right now. I think he said he had an appointment with a lion.
What? I give him an important job to do when he goes to the zoo. The blundering, incompetent idiot.
Oh, you just don't appreciate him, Mr. Barker. He works hard. He's smart. He's brave.
Brave? Why, he'd run for his life if a mouse as much as bared a tooth at him.
That's not true. I just wish you could have heard the way he handled Mr. Smedley this morning.
Smedley? What's that about Smedley?
Well, Daddy told him he wanted to use Smedley Hall. Mr. Smedley said no, and Daddy got very tough with him.
Oh, no. Don't tell me that worm has finally turned.
Daddy really pitched into him. In fact, he talked exactly the way you usually do, Mr. Barker.
Oh, delusions of grandeur, eh?
And he got the hall, and for free.
He did? Good. But why in the blazes hasn't he told me about it? After all, I told him to get the place for me.
I told him to get it for you.
Yes, I needed it for a warehouse.
Oh, but I...
Yes, you what?
Oh, golly, I thought he got it for... Oh, Mother, what have I done?
Don't bother me with your domestic problems, young lady. I've got to see that my equipment gets moved into that hall right away.
Oh, no, Mr. Barker, you mustn't. Oh, I mean, you can't move anything in, at least not yet.
Nonsense. When you see your father, tell him to get down here immediately. Signed, hastily yours, Walter Barker.
Oh, golly, what am I going to do?
Hiya, Missy. What's up?
Oh, Uncle Louie, I'm in a terrible jam.
Jam? Jam? Say, a jam sandwich might not be bad right now.
Oh, please. I told Mother that Daddy got Smedley Hall for her club, but he didn't. He got it for Mr. Barker, and now Mother's club is moving in, and Mr. Barker's going to find out, and he... Oh, Uncle Louie, you've just got to help me.
But, Missy, I got a big business deal on. There's a new guy down in the pool room who might loan me $2.
And I know somebody who might fire Daddy. Come on, Uncle Louie. We've got to get down to Smedley Hall before it's too late.
Oh, I sure hate to tell Mr. Barker that I failed. But I guess I'll just have to face the music.
Yeah, it'll be a funeral march, most likely.
Mr. Barker...
Come here.
Yes, Mr. Barker. Maybe it's only my imagination, but he looks just like an undertaker today. Hello, boss. A nice hearse you've got here.
Stop jabbering, Meek, and get in. I'm taking you for a ride.
I don't think I like the way you said that. Where are we going?
Down to Smedley Hall. I want to see if they've got that stuff moved in yet.
What?
Yes, I sent the trucks down as soon as your daughter Peggy told me you got Smedley's permission to use the place.
She told you that? Oh, my gracious.
Meek, you did a lot better than I expected you to, even if you did forget to phone me. And that reminds me, how would you like to go out of town on business for me sometime?
Well, I'll be glad to, boss. Can I leave right away? I mean, how about taking the next train, unless there's one sooner?
What? They won't come over you, Meek. Have you lost your head?
No, Mr. Barker, but I've got a funny feeling that I'm going to.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Meek.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Weigel? Oh, my, you seem very amused about something.
I tell you, that brother of yours is really a card, Mrs. Meek.
Oh?
I just passed him and Peggy on the way over here, and before I could get in a word, Louie yelled something that sounded like, oh, go hire a hall.
Oh, but that won't be necessary, Mr. Weigel.
Oh, why, of course not, Mrs. Meek. I don't need a hall in order to tell people about all-sweet margarine. Why, at the drop of a cookie, I can become more enthusiastic about all-sweet than Louie can over a stack of hamburgers. But anyone who's used all-sweet for making cookies or cakes is as enthusiastic about it. All-sweet not only creams like a dream, but its delicate richness adds marvelous flavor as well. Then take vegetables and hot breads. Why, anyone who hasn't had them topped with all-sweet's golden goodness just hasn't had them at their most glorious best. Then there's all that vitamin A in all-sweet, at least 15,000 units of it. And the marvelous food energy and... Say, maybe Louie's right. Maybe I should hire a hall and tell a lot more homemakers about all sweet margarine and its delicate natural flavor. Why, maybe
Oh, but you can't, Mr. Weigel. Mortimer has just hired the only hall in town for our charity bazaar.
Oh, he has?
Yes, but I'll tell you what. We'll give you a booth all to yourself, and you can tell the ladies at the bazaar about all sweet.
Say, that's a wonderful idea, Mrs. Meek. I'll rush right home and get my special lecture microphone and meet you there. So long now.
Rubber boats, canvas carts, tents, sun helmets. I wish I could get rid of the stuff.
Well, so do I, boys. Well, look, couldn't we go on a safari? I hear the African jungles are very nice this time of the year.
If I had a chance to, I'd sell the whole works at cost just to get my money back. Well, the man had emptied the trucks, Meek, and everything's inside Smedley Hall. Let's go take a look.
Yes, sir.
Good. They're almost through piling...
Mr. Parker, look.
Well, where did all these women come from? What are those tables and booths here for?
Well, I'm sure I don't know, Mr. Barton. Agatha. Well, I wonder what she's doing here.
Huh? We were getting everything set up fine, and then some simpleton sent all these men down here to move in this junk.
Simpleton, eh?
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Barton? Oh, Mortimer, isn't it dreadful? Haven't you got anything to say?
Yeah, hello, dear.
Oh, you're a big help. Oh, I just wish I had that idiot here. I'd tell him a thing or two. I'd put him in his place. I'd show that stupid person he's
coming. Agatha, please, Mr. Barker.
Oh, Mortimer, please, must you interrupt? What about Mr. Barker?
Go on, Meek. Tell her.
Yeah. Agatha, dear, he is the stupid person here. I mean, he is the man who sent them down here.
Oh, dear. But Mortimer, Peggy told me you got this place for my club for our charity bazaar.
No, Mrs. Meek, he got it for me.
What?
And I'm giving your club exactly 30 minutes to get out of here. Are you in charge of this three-ring circus?
Oh no. The lady over there in the green dress is.
In the green dress? But that's...
She is, eh? Well, I'm going to lay down the law to her right now.
But Mr. Barker...
I'll tell her off, but good.
But Mr. Barker, she...
I'll give her the works. I'll... Great Scott.
Mm-hmm.
It's Bertie.
Yes, Mr. Barker. Your wife.
Well, I guess I'll talk to her anyway. Bertie, dear.
Oh, Mortimer, if Bertie can only make him listen to reason, our club will still get the hall.
Agatha, if your club gets the hall, I'll get the axe.
Hey,
why, Louie and Peggy.
Oh, Mother, I'm terribly sorry. I had no idea Daddy got this hall for Mr. Barker.
Peggy, I have news for you. I didn't get it for Mr. Barker.
Oh, then you did get it for Mother.
No, I didn't get it at all. I tried to, but Mr. Smedley practically threw me out of his office.
Oh, Mortimer.
But Daddy, I distinctly heard you.
No, Peggy, you didn't hear me talking to him on the phone. I was just practicing.
Oh, golly, I guess I sure made a mess of things.
Wow. If Smedley ever finds out Barker moved in, and if Barker ever finds out he ain't got permission to be here, there's sure going to be fireworks.
Yes, I know. And I'll be the punk that sets them off. They'll both blame me.
Well, there's only one solution. We'll just have to keep them from finding out until you do get permission from Mr. Smedley.
But that's impossible, Agatha. I haven't got one chance in a million.
Now, Daddy, don't be so pessimistic. I think you've got one chance in a million.
Yeah?
It doesn't sound right.
Ixnay, Peggy. Ixnay. Here comes Barker.
Well, Meek, it's all settled. Nothing to it. You've just got to know how to handle your wife, that's all. You've got to show her who's boss.
You got the hall?
Yes. She said I could have half. What I mean is, we agreed that Bertie should have half of the hall, and I take the other half.
Oh, that's just peachy.
Well, come on, Meek. Let's get going.
Going where?
Down to Smedley's office.
Smedley's office?
Oh, good.
What for, Mr. Barker?
Just to thank you for letting us use this hall.
But you don't have to go along. I'll handle it for you.
Nothing doing, Meek. I want to shake hands with Smedley.
Well, I don't see why. He'll just go back to his corner and come out fighting.
What's the matter with you, Meek?
Why have you turned that funny shade of green?
No reason at all. It just happens to be my favorite color.
What? Say, you aren't hiding any little secrets from me, are you, Meek?
Oh, no, Bart. No little ones.
Then stop acting so foolish. We'll stop on the way and buy Smedley a box of cigars or something. I wonder if he smokes.
But we ought to take him to fire extinguisher. He might not smoke, but I'll bet he'll burn.
Good thing this drugstore was right across the street. Now, let me see. Smith. Oh, here it is. Meacham, 5535. Oh, golly, I just got to get Mr. Smedley away from his office before Daddy and Mr. Barker get there.
George Smedley Enterprises. Smedley speaking.
Hi, Mr. Smedley. This is me.
Who?
Me. You know, the little girl who lived across the street.
Oh.
What you doing?
I'm working. What of it?
Oh, I just thought you might like to come out and watch the big fire.
Fire? No thanks. And stop bothering me.
But it's right in our block.
I don't care. I don't want to see it.
Golly, not even if it's your own house?
What? My house? Well, quick, what's the address? Oh, what's the matter with me? I know where I live or where I used to live.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, dear. I just ducked out on Mr. Barker.
Oh, Mortimer, I've been sitting here next to the phone ever since we got home. What happened?
Hey, nothing. Mr. Smedley was wonderful.
You mean he wasn't angry?
No, I mean he wasn't there.
Oh, then it did work. Peggy phoned and told him his house was on fire.
What? Why, that's awful. Why, I've had to punish her. It was two or three super-duper Sundays. she'd call and tell him his office was on fire.
Why?
Well, Mr. Barker's on his way to Mr. Smedley's house right now.
Good heavens. Well, I'll talk to Peggy and Louie right away. They'll think of something.
But Agatha...
Oh, now, don't worry, Mortimer. They won't let you down.
Well, I hope you're right, Agatha. Because if they let me down, I don't think Mr. Barker and Mr. Smedley will let me up again.
Here's Mr. Smedley's house.
Huh?
And there's a car at the curb, so we must be in. And I don't see Mr. Barker's car, so we beat him here.
Say, Niecy, I've been thinking.
Uh-huh?
If we can get Smedley to come over to our place, then he won't be here when Barker shows up and...
And Daddy'll have another chance to talk to him about using Smedley Hall.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's swell.
I suppose I could heave a rock through Smedley's window and make him chase me home.
Oh, Uncle Louie, that would be a terrible thing to do.
Yeah, it sure would. I can't run as fast as I used to.
Look, they've been fixing his sidewalk.
And there's a square of fresh concrete right in the front of his porch.
Why, it looks awfully tempting, doesn't it?
Well, I'll try it with my little pinky and see. Yep, it's soft enough to write on.
Uh-huh.
What are you thinking?
The very same thing you are, Uncle Louie.
Niecy, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I know it. But hand me that stick anyway, will you?
Okay. Now, what are you going to write?
Thanks. Oh, just a few well-chosen words. Mortimer Meek, 456 Elm Street.
Oh, poor Morty. You might just as well add rest in peace down at the bottom.
Uncle Louie, this is the perfect way to get Daddy and Mr. Smedley together.
Yeah, I know, but who's going to pull them apart?
Don't worry about that. I'll take all the blame. There, finished. Now, you go hide, Uncle Louie.
All right.
And then I'll ring his doorbell and I'll run and hide.
Yeah, but Niecy, I don't see any hiding places big enough to hold all of me.
Okay, then find three or four little ones. But hurry up and hide.
I think... Where, Mr. Smedley?
What? You again?
Well, what brings you here to my house?
As if I couldn't guess. I'm looking for the little monster who wrote his name on my sidewalk.
On your sidewalk?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, then you didn't come because you...
Because I what?
Well, yeah, I just thought you found out that Mr. Barker moved his equipment into your...
Into my what?
Well, now, let's not change the subject. You were saying something about a little monster.
I was, and I suppose you're his father.
Me?
Well, when I get my hands on him, I'm going to turn him over my knee and give him the spanking of his life.
Who? Or, I mean, what's his name? Not Peggy, is it?
No, it's Mortimer Meek.
Mortimer Meek.
Now, where is the little stinker?
Well, I'm the little stinker. I mean, I'm Mortimer Meek.
What? You?
Well, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, playing kid games at your age.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Smedley. I didn't mean to do it. Honest, I didn't. Well, what am I saying? I didn't do it.
Stop lying. I ought to take you apart and...
Oh, don't do that, Mr. Smedley. I'm the guilty culprit.
What? Now, don't tell me you're Mortimer Meek.
Oh, no, but I get it.
Well, what was the big idea? That sidewalk would be a fine mess if I hadn't smoothed it over right away.
I just wanted you and Daddy to get together. You see, his boss needs a place to store some surplus army equipment he bought.
Say, wait a minute. What kind of surplus army equipment?
Well, just things like rubber boats, tents, canvas cots.
Just what I need.
Huh?
That's the kind of equipment I've been trying to locate all day for that boys' camp I'm starting. Look, is any of it for sale?
Any of it? Why, all of it. And Mr. Barker's willing to sell at cost.
How much does he have?
8 truckloads.
I'll buy the whole works.
Not so fast, Mr. Smedley. We'll only sell on one condition. Isn't that right, Daddy?
Piggy, what are you talking about? Yes, on one condition.
And what's that?
The Civic Center Women's Club would like to have permission to use half of Smedley Hall for a charity bazaar.
Oh, but I...
Oh, very well.
Oh, Daddy, we did it.
Now, let me see. Before we get down and discuss the details with Mr. Barker, I got to think of some place to store all this stuff.
Well, how about the other half of Smedley Hall?
Perfect.
Mr. Meek, I wonder if I could possibly have immediate delivery.
Immediate delivery? Why, Mr. Smedley, I'll have everything there before you can say Jack Robertson.
And Daddy isn't kidding.
Good. Thanks a lot. You don't know what a tight spot you just got me out of.
Well, Mr. Smedley, you don't know what a tight spot you just got me out of either. I sure hope you never find out.
Tell me, what's breakfast time like at your house? Is the family a bit on the grumpy side, slow to get started? If they are, here's a hint on how to help them off to a more cheerful start. Whip up some golden brown waffles and make them twice as appetizing by using delicate, natural-tasting all-sweet margarine. Use all-sweet in the recipe for melt-in-the-mouth crispness. Then serve those waffles with all-sweet savory goodness melting into each little square. Or blueberry muffins, piping hot, bursting with fat, juicy berries, and wonderfully good with all sweet spread from one crunchy edge to the other. Now there's the way to bring early morning cheer to the grumpiest of families. All sweet is chock full of food energy, too. The kind that stays with the children till lunchtime. Not only that, all sweet adds important amounts of vitamin A to your breakfast. Every pound boasts of at least 15,000 units of this precious vitamin. Yes, for downright good eating, remember All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You don't know how wonderful, Smedley, old man.
Oh, well, good night, Mrs. Meek, and thanks for a very fine dinner.
Oh, good night, Mrs. Smedley. Come again.
Good night, Meek. Yeah. I had a great time.
Yeah, see you tomorrow, boss. Oh, I'm glad that's over. It's a good thing they enjoyed themselves so much. I was afraid that any minute they might find out what really happened today.
But, Daddy.
Yes, dear?
Mr. Smedley did find out.
What?
Yes. He found out that Mr. Barker moved into his hall without knowing that he didn't have permission. That's what was killing him. He thought it was a terrific joke on Mr. Barker.
My goodness.
And that's why Mr. Barker was laughing so much, too. He found out, and he thought the laugh was on Mr. Smedley.
Meet the Meek stars Boris Lewis and Beryl Vaughn. Today's script was written by Bob Piron and produced and directed by Les Weinrod. Be sure to join us over these same stations next Saturday when All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor, again invites you to Meet the Meek. This is John Weigel speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.